In and welcome to my first episode back in a long while. And for those of you guys who have been longtime listeners, there's going to be a few old tracks that might be playing, you know, a couple classics from some artists that we visited before. But also, I wanted to spice things up, and I've introduced quite a number of artists to this set list that I don't think we've heard before, and I feel like is really going to spice it up. The sort of sub-theme for today's episode is going to be those more relaxed, chill, acoustic kind of vibes, maybe music you might want to listen to going to bed or anything like that. So for those of you guys who that's your sort of jam, I think you guys are really going to like this episode. And getting us started, we have a song that I have not been able to get enough of recently. And actually, for those of you guys who are on Airbuds, the app, I just recently hit the second, I think it was like second placed for this artist. So that means out of anybody with the app, I have listened to this artist the second most number of times, which I'll take what I can get, you know. I love being first loser. Anyways, the artist I'm referring to is Nico, and the song we're going to be listening to is I'll Keep It With Mine, followed up by Asleep with the Smiths, which comes off of their compilation album Louder Than Bombs, which I absolutely, absolutely adore. I think the Smiths are one of those bands where somehow their compilations kind of hold up as, even in some cases, I might hazard to say, better than their main albums. I mean, Hatful of Hollow has so many just phenomenal tracks that, I mean, they're just incomparable. They diff the artists, the discographies of even other artists, which is impressive. Yeah, it's really impressive for unreleased music. Anyways, without further ado, I'll Keep It With Mine by Nico, followed up by Asleep by the Smiths.
Search, babe, at any cost. But how long, babe, can you search for what's not lost? Everybody will help you. Some people are very but if I can save you any time, come on, give it to me. I keep it with mine. I can't help it if you might think I'm odd if I say I'm not loving you for what you are, but for what you're not. Everybody will help you discover what you set out to find. But if I can save you any time, come on, give it to me. I keep it with mine. Better be back tomorrow, same time again. The conductor, he's weary, still stuck on the line. But if I save you any time, come on, give it to me. I keep it with mine.
next up, Asleep by the Smiths.
Sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep. And then leave me alone. Don't try to wake me in the morning, cause I will be gone. Don't feel bad for me. I want you to know deep in the cell of my heart, I will feel so glad to go. To sleep, sing me to sleep. I don't want to wake up on my own anymore. Sing to me, sing to me. I don't want to wake up on my own anymore. Don't feel bad for me. I want you to know deep in the cell of my heart, I really want to go. There is another world. There is a better world.
Hello, Hamilton. You're listening to CFMU Radio, and I'm your host, Matthew. So the song you guys heard just there was Asleep by the Smiths, which comes off their compilation album, Louder Than Bombs. And for those of you guys who just joined us, earlier in the hour, we also got to hear Nico's cover of the Bob Dylan song, I'll Keep It With Mine, off of her album, Chelsea Girl, which is, of course, a reference to the Andy Warhol sort of, I think they're called like Warhol pop stars or whatever. Regardless, fantastic, fantastic song. And once again, yet another cover that kind of blows the original Dylan version out of the water. I hate to say it. I mean, honestly, actually I don't, because apparently after he wrote the song, he went around telling women that he wrote it for them and specifically for them. So I'm guessing he kind of just he used the song to try and, up his Riz game, but didn't really work out for him. And this is International Women's Day, so we do not tolerate things like that here. Anyways, so that was I'll Keep It With Mine. Next up, we're going to be listening to a song from probably my favorite singer-songwriter of all time. Again, step aside, Dylan. You're taking a lot of L's today. It's going to be a Sufjan Stevens song off of his album Seven Swans, which I only recently took a listen to. I mean, I've gone through, you know, most of Sufjan's, like, big must-listen-to albums, you know, Carrie and Lowell, Illinois, The Age of Ads, you know, those big ones. But only recently did I actually take a crack at Seven Swans, and it really, really does hold up. I can understand it not being someone's jam, especially, you know, if you're not particularly into the religious sub-theme of the album, but I think it's worth a listen regardless. It's just such a phenomenal piece of music, both when we talk instrumentally, but also the lyricism, regardless of where you might stand on the things he sings about. So we'll be listening to The Transfiguration, followed up by The Debt Collector, which is just like a funny, silly little Blur song that comes off their album Park Life, you know. Same one as Boys and Girls, for those of you guys who like that song by Blur. So we'll be listening to those two, followed up by a little bit of switch up in routine. You'll see what I mean later on Indie Hour.
When he took the three disciples to the mountainside to pray, his countenance was modified, his clothing was aflame. Two men appear, Moses and Elijah came, they were at his side. Then prophecy, the legislation spoke of whenever he would die.
Draw near, draw near.
Next up is The Debt Collector by Blur. So that was The Debt Collector by Blur. A little bit of a goofy, silly song. To be honest, don't know why I wanted to include that other than for the fact that it's just kind of a silly, goofy song. But, you know, sometimes, you know, especially we're nearing the springtime, but we're still, I guess, technically in the wintertime. So might as well, you know, uplift our spirits with something as funny and silly as that. And it's such a weird song in the album, too, because the rest of it is just such, like, you know, Brit pop and rock and indie rock and stuff like that. So I just felt like, you know what, we need that sort of transition. We need music like this in our lives. So that was The Debt Collector by Blur. And earlier we got to listen to The Transfiguration by Sufjan Stevens. And I promised earlier that we would be switching up the vibes, and I did not lie. I am switching up the vibes. And we're going to be going for something a little bit more slow corey, maybe a little bit, some might even say darker, with this song by Duster. So it comes off their album Contemporary Movement, which is phenomenal. I know, of course, Stratosphere is the album that everybody talks about with relation to Duster, and for good reason. I mean, it has phenomenal, phenomenal tracks and basically revolutionized the genre. When we talk about songs like Gold Dust or Inside Out, of course, or Constellations, I mean, we're talking about hallmarks of slowcore. But I think Contemporary Movement really does have some tracks that hold up on their own, and it really does have some uncelebrated hits, and so I figured might as well bring that to the forefront. That's what Indie Hour is all about. So we'll be listening to Diamond by Duster, followed up by My Roots Are Strong and Deep, which comes off of The Microphones' The Glow Part 2. Another song that I've been listening to by The Microphones very recently is The Pull, which comes off of his album It Was Hot. Blah, 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 blah. It's actually a really long title, so I don't remember the full thing off by heart. But it's also a phenomenal, phenomenal song. And as I've begun, you know, dipping my toes a little bit more into music and trying to learn a little bit more theory, things like that, I've begun to really take a liking to and appreciate The Microphones' work more and more. I mean, even with songs as stripped back as My Roots Are Strong and Deep or I Felt Your Shape, for example, which are just really almost very, very simple sort of songs, he still manages to evoke such complex meaning and depth. And I feel like that's something that I really, really am trying my best to emulate as well. But without further ado, I've been talking a little bit too much. Diamond by Duster, followed up by My Roots Are Strong and Deep by The Microphones.
Thank you.
And next up, we have My Roots Are Strong and Deep by The Microphones.
My roots are strong.
Going back to our earlier themes, next up we're going to be listening to So Long Marianne, which is, in my opinion, and this really does say something because he is a phenomenal, phenomenal artist, but is, in my opinion, my favorite Leonard Cohen song of all time. This one comes off of his phenomenal album, Songs of Leonard Cohen. Not a single bad track off that album. And for an artist as phenomenal as he is, I mean, for those of you guys who aren't particularly familiar, he's the mind that wrote Hallelujah and Suzanne and all of those just phenomenal tracks that I'm sure maybe your mom or dad maybe have mentioned once or twice, but you never really decided to take a good long listen to. Well, today's your opportunity. We're going to be listening to So Long Marianne. And for those of you guys who just joined us, we just listened to two tracks, one being My Roots Are Strong and Deep by The Microphones off of The Glow Part 2. And earlier, we got to listen to Diamond by Duster, which comes off their album Contemporary Movement. Now, before we continue, we are going to have to play a very, very short ad. I know. I'm sorry. But it is fundraising week for those of you guys who are interested in donating to CFMU. I joined this organization almost two years ago. Wow. And it has been nothing but an absolute blast. And I'm not encouraging you to donate because it makes me happy, but instead because I think that it's a fantastic, fantastic service that we provide to all people in the Hamilton and Greater Horseshoe region. I mean, there are fewer media outlets just by the day almost. And, you know, independent journalism is getting gobbled up left, right, and center. And if you really, really want to be able to support a radio station / newspaper, because we are merging with the Silhouette, I would definitely encourage you guys to donate. All you have to do is go to cfmu.ca and click on the donation banner. We really, really, really would appreciate, and you can make donation sizes of any amount, although we certainly prefer $30 or more. Thank you guys so much. So first the ad, then So Long Marianne.
933-CFMU, redefining radio in your community. Looking to support us further? Look no further. Go to cfmu.ca/fundraising to learn more.
Notice. Bye.
Come over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your palm. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Now so long, Marianne, it's time we began to lie and cry and cry and lie about it all. to live with you. But you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. Ah, so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. We met when we were almost young, deep in the green lilac park. You held on to me like I was a crucifix as we went kneeling through the dark. So long, Marianne. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. Your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge, and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. Now so long, Marianne. It's time that we begin. Hidden love, I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long. And cry and laugh about it all. Oh, you are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain, oh, so long, Marianne. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all.
Next up, and sticking with the singer-songwriter theme, we're going to be listening to Things Behind the Sun, which comes from Nick Drake's phenomenal, phenomenal album, Pink Moon. Without further ado, let's give it a listen.
Please beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see why the time
since you've seen what they've been to, and the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Well, yeah, what I say. Look around, you find the ground is not so far from where you are. Don't be too wise. For down below they never grow, they're always tired, and charms are hired from out of their eyes. Never a surprise. Take your time and you'll be fine. Say a prayer for people there who live on the throne. And if you see what's meant to be, don't name the day or try to say it happened before. Don't be shy, you learn to fly and see the sun and day is done. If only you see. Just what you are beneath a star that came to say one rainy day in autumn for free. Just be what you be. Beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see you while you time away. And once you've seen what they have been to, when the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Open up the broken cup, let goodly sin sunshine in. Yes, that's the day. And open wide the hymns you hide, you find renown while people frown. Things that you say. Say what you say about the farmers and the fun and the things behind the sun. Say everything's been said, and the movement in your brain sends you out into the rain.
So that one right there was Things Behind the Sun by Nick Drake, and earlier we got to hear So Long Marianne by oh my gosh, Leonard Cohen. I'm stumbling on my words here. The song is just so great. It does something to me. It prevents me from speaking. But anyways, so that's So Long Marianne by Leonard Cohen off of Songs of Leonard Cohen. Fantastic, fantastic album. And keeping on with the singer-songwriter theme, which has kind of been... I know I said earlier that this one was a little bit more acoustic and laid-back rock sort of themed. I think the actual sub-theme for today's episode has just been singer-songwriter. Because next up, we're going to be listening to a song I've been utterly obsessed with. And one of the best ones from one of the best to ever do it. We're going to be listening to Elliott Smith's Clementine, which comes off of his self-titled album. It's just a nice track. Like nothing more really needs to be said. It's cute. It's amazing. The rhyme scheme is nice. I can go on for days about this song. So instead I won't, and I'll just play it. And then we'll follow it up by Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground, which also comes off their self-titled album. Same one with After Hours, which for anybody who knows me has always been a song that's just been in my heart. And this one as well, Pale Blue Eyes. Fantastic, fantastic song. So we'll be listening to those two right now. So tune in, guys.
Thank you.
just a bar. The street's what you can tell by the sound of the cars. The bartender singing Clementine. Well, he's turning around the open sign. Dreadful sorry. Though you still hurt me, it seems a long time gone. Maybe the whole thing's wrong. What if she thinks so? But just didn't say so. You trick yourself into slow-mo. Made an angel in the snow. Anything to pass the time. Keep that song out of your mind.
And next up, we have Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Linger on pale blue eyes.
So that was Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground, and we're nearing the end of our set for today, but I want to put us on two songs that I feel like you guys are absolutely, or three, sorry, that I feel like you guys are absolutely going to adore, and without further ado, we're going to get started with I'm So Laid Back, I'm Laid Out, which is, I think, the second to last song off of 10cc's phenomenal album Deceptive Bends. Any of you guys who are fans of like Jangle Pop or anything of that sort are absolutely going to love this album. I mean, 10cc has kind of started to regain quite a bit of momentum, especially on social media after the resurgence of I'm Not In Love. And I think for phenomenal, phenomenal reason. It's just such a great, great track. And I feel like I hope that inspires more people to take a look at some of their other songs, especially from their back catalog, because it's just so, so good. So we'll be starting with I'm So Laid Back, I'm Laid Out, followed up by Spectre by Radiohead, which they very famously produced for a James Bond film and didn't get picked for it, which absolutely outrageous, outrageous. I mean, maybe I have a little bit of a bias. Radiohead is my favorite band of all time, forever and ever, amen, but come on, guys, come on. It's such a great song. And lastly, we're going to have a song recommended to me by a very good friend of mine. Shout out to you, Joya, if you're listening right now. We're going to be listening to Dreamer's Ball by Queen, which may not be indie, but I haven't really been sticking to the name of that show for the past, like, maybe year and a half. So we'll call it even. So those three tracks, and that will end our set for today. I hope you guys all have a fantastic, fantastic weekend, and I will see you next week on Indie Hour.
The people were running, the place was on fire. The smoke was growing and the flames were getting higher. The fire chief was shouting as he knocked on my door. He said, "You better move your butt, boy, or you'll knock on heaven's door."
baby, don't you pop me no more. Don't you pop me no more.
The roof needed fixing and the rain was coming through. But the forecast is sunny, so I'll stay here on my back. Tomorrow is another day, it's cozy in the second half. We'll be right back.
9 p.m. of Wednesday, the 12th of March. You guessed it, it's Open Mic at The Grind. The Grind once again teamed up to present the brightest and most talented people in our community, and they are actually you. If you'd like to be a talent, stop by at The Grind to sign up, which is located at the basement of Togo Salmon Hall, the Arts Quad. If you'd like to just come have a seat, get a little drink or coffee, listen to your McMaster community singing their hearts out, that's okay too. Once again, 6 p.m. of Wednesday, 12th of March, Open Mic Night at The Grind, located at the basement of Arts Quad.